I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Imagine how well a winter carnival event would be received on the present-day campus of the University of Vermont if it featured white students marching and performing in blackface. Well, for many years leading up to and into the 1960s, just such an annual event, known as the Cakewalk, was an accepted part of UVM's culture on campus, so much so that it hardly raised an eyebrow. Well, this week, the University of Vermont student newspaper, the Vermont Cynic, won the Associated Collegiate Press's 2016 Diversity Story of the Year Award for a look back at this disturbing history in a series called Exploring Race at UVM. The three-part series examines the past, present, and future of UVM's racial climate, as well as sit-ins that forced the college to adopt policies meant to increase diversity and UVM's own work to promote diversity and inclusion on campus. Joining me today in our studios are Kelsey Neubauer and Brian O'Keefe, who co-wrote the series for the Vermont Cynic. And Kelsey and Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Very excited.
Thank you for joining us again, and congratulations on this award. This is a lengthy set of stories that took a deep dive into a part of UVM's history that is not about to be featured in any brochure, let's say, that touts UVM's history. How did you go about reporting it? Kelsey, let's start with you.
It was a lot of background work and figuring out how we were going to approach this. It was obviously difficult subject matter for everyone involved, those who participated, those who heard about it, current students. And so I think we had to approach it with an extreme level of objectivity and empathy for everyone involved, trying to see where every portion of the event was coming from, and hearing their stories and listening. And so I think that was our approach to reporting it.
Kelsey, what was the Cakewalk? What was this event?
The Cakewalk was derived from a particular type of minstrel show that originated during the time of slavery. During that time, slaves would be starved completely. And when their masters had guests over, they were made to put on a show. And the person who made a fool out of themselves the most would get one sugar cube. And so that is what the Cakewalk was emulating, this particular minstrel show that occurred.
So again, you know, white students in blackface performing this. How far did this go? I mean, when did it stop, I guess, is my question.
I think the last Cakewalk was in 1969, I'm pretty sure. And so we, from doing our research, the majority of our people we spoke to were participants in the late 60s, mid 60s, because that's just kind of the time period that we were able to contact easiest. And I guess around the civil rights movement was when people at UVM started getting a little more eye-opening and being able to see that this was maybe not so appropriate. But it really didn't get that much traction against the movement until really the late 60s, the last like 2 years that it was happening, protests began to start. And that's kind of when we saw the end that year.
The students who took part in this that you were able to speak with, were they reluctant to talk to you, embarrassed about this at all?
The majority were very excited to talk about the history. I mean, they all kind of knew at this point, you know, why it was wrong. They had been able to reflect a little bit. They weren't necessarily ignorant to the fact of what it was, but it really was a huge tradition at UVM. It was a big part of the culture. It was a huge event. It was a spectacle. The whole town was involved. The whole school was involved. So they really looked back on it with fond memories, being able to kind of appreciate and understand, you know, why it was wrong and why it got removed, but also, you know, recognizing that it was this important, you know, cultural school event. So we kind of saw both sides with that.
Some people I spoke to denounced that it was wrong even now. And so it seemed like a reoccurring theme when you go back and look at the op-eds in the Cynic, or letters to the editors, is what they're saying. They're saying, we're celebrating Black culture. And I think that kind of comes from a place of being in such a white space and not having kind of a connection or human like interaction with Black folks, and I think that was where that was coming from.
What's the reaction been since the series debuted, either from, you know, your peers, faculty, perhaps Black students on campus?
We have gotten a lot of reactions. We've gotten a bunch of, like, thank you so much for the story. The day the story came out, not one person on campus was not talking about it. It was spoken about everywhere, and there was a weight to the campus and a kind of a sense of guilt, but I think it was productive guilt. Like, it wasn't shame, but it was guilt. It was a heaviness and a realization that this is a part of our history that we can't ignore. And as we move forward with the series, and it became more about the present time, We got some mixed feedback on how we approached the story and how people felt about it.
Yeah, I actually got contacted. My like four closest sources to the story were gentlemen that participated in the 60s that were all friends. They still stay in touch, and they're some of UVM's most successful graduates. Actually, one of them just got an honorary degree, a doctorate degree, a few years ago. They emailed me and responded that while they felt it was well reported and an excellent story and important, they thought we focused too much on the race side of it and not so much on the cultural mm-hmm. event and how important the event was and the tradition and the spirit of Cakewalk and Winter Carnival. So they actually penned an op-ed to the Synod. They sent it to our editor-in-chief, Hannah Kearns. We published it in one of our editions last semester.
Do you wonder about reporting about events now on campus, how things might be looked back on in 2016, 20, 30, 40 years from now? What is the diversity like on campus now? What about issues of race? How are they being dealt with at UVM?
This was a big part of, I think, why we wanted to pursue the series and kind of tell the story up to the present day. And we even had one of our parts was kind of telling the future of the climate, even though it's kind of arbitrary and it's hard to tell at this point because it's the future, but talking to student leaders and other professional, administrators on campus and professors and seeing kind of where they want our university to go and the vision that we have going forward. And I think a lot of our story was, appreciating this and seeing kind of how things we do impact people on campus. And as a predominantly white university, I think it's hard sometimes to kind of get these voices, heard in a way that's actually meaningful. People at UVM are known for being very accepting and liberal, and that might be, it's kind of hard to see these issues kind of firsthand because when you have this student body that's so predominantly white, these issues don't really necessarily come out, but they still exist.
That was Brian O'Keefe and Kelsey Neubauer. They co-wrote Exploring Race at UVM, a series for the Vermont Cynic. And the story just won the Associated Collegiate Press's 2016 Diversity Story of the Year Award.